African Republic. This is World Update from the BBC in London. Environmentally conscious living is becoming more and more fashionable in Britain these days. Less car use, more fresh local food. But there's another reason for going green in Britain, according to Delia Lloyd, an American who came to live in London a few months ago. Here's her reflection on why living green is an economic as well as an environmental necessity.
Europe seems greener than ever this summer. From Cannes to Heiligendamm, there's talk of climate change. In London, a cotton eco shopping bag is all the fashion rage. And if you've achieved any measure of fame, carbon offsets are an absolute must. I, too, find myself living an infinitely greener lifestyle than ever before. But the truth is, I've embraced environmentalism entirely by default. After living in London for the past 10 months, I'm too poor to be anything but green. Take cars. Before moving to London, I never would have imagined that our family could survive without one car, let alone two. Owning a car is, after all, the ultimate expression of American identity. It embodies freedom, autonomy, and the ability to recklessly endanger those around you with impunity. When I first arrived here, I felt almost naked without the tank-like sanctuary of my Volvo station wagon. But even if I could squeeze a vehicle into the geometrically challenged cobblestone byway that passes for our current street, the cost of living what it is these days in London, I feel lucky to own a toaster, much less an automobile. And so my husband now commutes to work by bike. To our friends in the States, this is wildly impressive. In reality, biking is just a handy way to replace expensive gasoline with free foot power. It's also a useful way to channel his previous fetishes for sunroofs and peppy engines into the more affordable boy toy world of fluorescent panniers and ergonomic hand grips. But hey, if our friends back home want to imagine him as a cross between Al Gore and Lance Armstrong, who am I to complain? Exercise has also taken on a greener valence for me. In America, membership in a health club was a routine part of my middle-class life. But on a London budget, it was the first thing to go. My health club is now Hampstead Heath, a large hilly park near my home. True, if it's been raining, and despite global warming, this is London, my run is broken up by intermittent periods of mudsliding. But at least I can rest easy knowing that I did not deface Mother Earth to make way for another elliptical machine. Finally, there's domestic life. I'd like to tell you it was the waste of energy that drove me to rush out and buy a bunch of laundry racks so we could start hang-drying our clothes. But in reality, it was the specter of the impending electricity bill. Of course, the longer I live a green lifestyle, the more I embrace it. Just the other day, the organic grocer handed me my purchases in a bag made from potato fiber. And I found myself thinking, if we really fell on hard times, I wonder how this would taste with some ketchup. For World Update in London, I'm Delia Lloyd.